So obviously there's a ton of things you could do out here to increase your strength and your flexibility. I'm just going to do a couple cleanup moves for what I didn't get done on the trail. So I did a lot of push-ups on the trail, so I'm going to do a lot of back stuff in here. And I also want to do a stretch, so I want to be able to lengthen my body from the top down, so I'm going to do that on the pull-up bar. So for this one, I'm going to do assisted pull-ups using my legs, and then I'm going to do a couple stretch downs. So if push-ups is the number one bodyweight exercise for chest, pull-ups is the number one bodyweight exercise for back. So now I'm gonna make sure my feet are good, my legs are good. The first stretch I'm gonna do is I'm gonna pull and lift my belly up. So I'm gonna do a front stretch. So I'm pulling my arms, I'm letting my feet drop down, and I'm lengthening my belly. This gives me a nice stretch through here. Next, I'm gonna stretch the side. So I'm gonna put one hand here and the same leg across and lengthen, stretch the side. Just like over here, put arm over here, leg over there, stretch the other side. Now next thing I'm gonna do is create some length, and I'm focusing on the low back on this one. So first thing I'm gonna do is tuck my tail under, then pop my belly out, and I'm just pumping the low back discs while I'm giving them a little bit of traction. Then after that, I'm just gonna slow down and let my legs, let my body weight go a little. So my arms, upper back, all the way down into my lower back are stretching. Whew. And then just let the breath go in and out, nice and easy. The idea is to let go of all tension. When I come back, I wanna engage my core and then use my legs, always protecting my spine. Never doing anything at the cost of my spine, always protecting my spine first, stretching the muscles second. And when I come back to gravity, protecting the spine first, then re-engaging the muscles and coming back to gravity. But I always leave a little bit of protection. I'm not completely hanging. I'm just doing enough to get a light stretch, because I found you stretch further when there's light tension. Let's head to the next spot. There's a bunch of things you could use this for. You could use it for stretching, which I think I'll take a second to do. You shoot your hip forward and back, and just let it nice, relax in there. Obviously, this is going to change things a little, but I'll do it for both sides. This adds this one a little higher. Both sides. Lengthening here, I'm stretching here. Good. Another one you could do for back is sort of a pull up, but it's a little bit pulling forward a little bit. So it's not right over my head like the pull up bar was, but this is in front of my face. So it's just another angle of reaching the back. And then I just switch hands so I can have it be even on both sides. And just by changing the angle a little bit, you work the muscle from a different angle. But life uses every angle, so we also have to train in every angle. So this is another way to do the back, and this is pulling straight up. So my feet are here, my legs are engaged, my tail's engaged, it's tucked under, my core is lengthened, my shoulder blades are back. So let's break this down. I could do shoulder blades, where I'm just pulling my shoulder blades together and not doing anything with my arms, which is a great exercise to pull your shoulder blades back together, which is what you need to have good posture. So you could use your upper back this way, pulling the shoulder blades together, relaxing them down, pulling the shoulder blades together, relaxing them down. Or you could do shoulder blades and back, to where I'm doing the shoulder blades and the arms at the same time. Make sure you protect your neck. And that's a great exercise for upper back and lats and back. get your back strong. So we did the up down style, we did the front of the face style, pull down with the hands close together, and then we did the pull with coming across, like almost like a reverse push-up, where we're pulling in and using our back muscles straight across our body like this. So 1, 2, and 3. And this one we were really focusing on pulling those shoulder blades back together. You could pull your shoulder blades back together on all of them, which you should a little bit, but here we really focused on it because it's a nice straight pull right into the way the muscle is. So it creates a real nice pull for the shoulder blades to come back together, which is really gonna help with posture. I'm gonna do this exercise. I already did chest, but I wanna do an up down dog component. And when you have a little height here, you can really get a lot deeper into the different parts of the movement. So this is, I'm mimicking or doing like I would do an up dog on the ground, but on the bar instead. And I'm working my hips to strengthen and lengthen. Lengthen and stretch. Now I'm gonna come in, and now I'm engaging my core, I'm making my spine long, I'm tucking my tail under, I'm pulling my head forward, I'm making a line that goes out the top of my head, out the bottom of my feet. I start to lean in, and as I lean in, I'm still lifting forward. I'm not going backwards, I'm always going forward anytime I do a stretch that has an extension component or a leaning back component. It's always about going forward and lifting up, not about going back. So I do that, and then when I'm ready to lift up, I lift up, and then when I want to go deeper, I start to drop my knees. I get a nice stretch here. I turn a little if I want to do the left hip flexor. I turn to the right. If I want to do the right hip flexor, I turn to the left. Go back and stretch back again. You could do the light version on the ground. You don't have to lift up like this. Don't start here, start on the ground where you only lift up a little. And if it bothers you, don't do it. We're only doing this thing or any of these things to receive benefits. So if our body tells us it doesn't like something, the smart thing to do is to listen and not do it. Okay. Nice long front stretch. I'm protecting with my legs. I'm protecting with my bottom. My butt is protecting my low back by staying tight. But loose, not over tight, but tight enough to protect. I'm lifting tall, and I'm lifting through the front and going up, not back. I think this will do it. Good. We're going to finish with a couple pull-ups. Nice stretch to finish. So this park is great, or any park is great, if you're into walking, hiking, bike riding, or just having a place for the kids to get outside and get active. So utilize your local parks and your local outdoor facilities. It takes a lot to keep them in place. People always want to build on them or turn them into something else, and some people care enough and know how much they enjoy it to do what they can to protect it so you could go out and enjoy it. So make sure we go out and we're thankful and grateful for the people who protect it and the ability to go out and enjoy nature so close to home.